It's time now for the Mission Recognition Podcast here on KCHA. This podcast was put together by a group of 8th graders at the Charles City Middle School.
Hi, my name is Kale Raziska, along with my group, Alex Stout, Cade Williams, and Caden Berry of Mission Recognition from the Charles City Middle School. We are a group of 8th graders here to tell you about the Civil War veterans buried in our local cemetery, Riverside. We will be talking about one of these veterans every Friday for the next several weeks. We chose Civil War veterans because we each have a deep interest in the Civil War. We feel that they should be recognized for their service and all they have done for their country. Today's Veteran of the Week is Abner Root. Abner was born on August 14th, 1795, Pittsfield, Berkshire. At the age of 18, his family moved to Delaware County, Ohio. It was there where he enlisted into the Cavalry Regiment and served throughout the war in 1812. After the war, he settled in Sandusky, Ohio, where he was a cashier for many years at the Bank of Sandusky. For 10 years, he was general agent and superintendent of stage line from the Lake Erie to Cincinnati. In 1841, he was appointed by President Harrison, Register of the Land Office at Upper Sandusky. Abner was removed by President Polk in 1849, reappointed by President Taylor, and held the office until the Democratic Party came into power in 1853. He moved to Floyd County in 1857, and from January 1859 to January 1863, he was county clerk and was afterward elected county judge. For about 50 years, he was a part of the Protestant Episcopal Church, and for 65 years was a member of Masonic. He passed away at age 85 after about a year's worth of sickness. You can visit our website at riversideveterans.weebly.com for more information. Thank you for listening to this week's Civil War Veteran, and keep tuned for the next week's New Veteran of the Week.